We're now up to Dalit on the Bay, Yerushalmi Dmai. The Mishnah said Mikziv V'la'alan Patur Min Admai. From Kisiv and north, from Rosh HaMikra, you go, your putter already from taking off the Dmai. What about actual town of Kisiv? What is the din of that? Mahi. Tami, Kisiv Atzma Patura Min Admai. The town itself is Patur Min Admai. Now, this is a very strange situation. Halokeat minach hameret bitzur, umin hamiguret bitzidam. So if you go up the coast, you go up from Tzvir, and then you go through Sidon, Sidon, and then Lebanon, and then you get to Tyre, bitzur. So here it says like this. If you're buying from a hameret, and you're all the way up at Sur. Now, Chameret, it sounds like a caravan of Chamorim, where people are bringing fruits and vegetables and so on from... No, Chameret? No, Chamar is a different used to word. So, and they're bringing things from Eretz Yisrael, so you would be Chameret. If you buy in Hamidgoret Bitsidon, you buy from a storage house in Sidon, so over there, that's closer to Eretz Yisrael. So over there, you also have to be Chayshish. Now those Teres were exported from Eretz Yisrael, and you're not to take off Mai. So the implications are over here, that Hamin Hamidgoret Bitsur, that if you would buy from a storehouse in Sur, you don't have to be Chayshish, because yeah, people, just fresh vegetables and so on, they have to be precious. Things that are stored, they just come from Syria, they come from all over. We're not going to be mocked if you think it's great. Also a tourist. That's for green. You may not come marine if it takes you down. If you would go ahead and buy from Sidon, which is close to Herzl, from a caravan, so then, you would be caught. Now, Tana. Mechamar yechidi bitzur. The same thing is true when it says chamara. It doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be a caravan. It could mean even a chamor yechidi. So, well, one single guy is transporting his fruit, vegetables, so that's your chashash. It explained it to me exactly how this works. Chameret, she means last of two, is there to see. I mean, normally, if you're going from Eretz Yisrael, you're going up to the north. The only way you can get up to the north is by going through Kizim. And you'll get to Tzur if you go through Kizim, right? And Sidon. Okay. I don't understand. You come to Kizim, Abdullah to Kizim. Somebody comes along to buy food, he's put. Because you said that Kivat must through them in Adman. So if I buy from a Kamar in Kiv, I don't have to take off Kamar. The same Kamar now moves up the coast, comes to Tur, and now I do have to buy. So I do have to take off Kamar. Isn't that a little strange? Hakshav Shinich Mesom through Chayeva? That's weird. Because you're saying that, what? I mean, how do they kind of look like that? Well, okay, I understand you're going to say, but most of the Pharisees, what do you think? Most of the Pharisees in Steve are not the right Tzur. But in Tzur, by the time you get to Tzur, then you don't have to be Christian for most of the Pharisees. I mean, it's going to be the same thing. Doesn't it make like the whole Tzur fall apart? Omer of Yosef, there's some learning that this has nothing to do with the piece before. It's not a response. But you can learn that it's all a response together. Because the truth is that the Gemara held that when it says in the Mishnah, notice that the Mishnah had in the challenge of the Gemara, the last case we had over here was that somebody who takes Chalas Amaret Bahamaduma is talking in Azma. Now, that sounds as if what it means is you go ahead and you buy grain from an Amaret. You grind up that grain, and now you take off challah. You don't have to worry about the other matanos. You can give this coin challah. So until the moment that you made it challah, it was tether. And so now that you make it challah, all of a sudden it becomes mutter off the mud. It sounds like the same issue. I mean, how is something first is potter, Then it becomes tired. If the subject got tired, then it becomes cluttered. Now how does this work? Omer of Yochanan, B'sha'ash gozru admai, lo gozru admai al halachot. There's no explanation for it. The question of how the Rabbanan saw fit to be gezer on demai, this is the way they were gezer. What those things that they held were important for people to be nayeh, even though the whole thing was a chumrah, in a sense, be a chumrah, because being on road, the amiyaris are nice things. This is the way it was going. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's not arbitrary. In the Mishnah, the cases that we had over there, that if you take off chalas amiyaris, that's not referring to a case where you bought it from the amiyaris and you take off the chalas. Some of an amiyaris took off chalas. And there's a svara involved. The svara is that emat kochim alav ve'ino notem ha'kohen davar she'ino metukan. An amaret has respect for sacred items. That he's going to be eating it himself. He's not master to take off as much as he would be. And on that we have our fear of the mind. But if he is taking this thing, this grain, and he's going to be making bread to give to a kohen, he's going to give the kohen challah. He would never give a kohen challah from Tevel. I mean, he would be mafreshes. And it comes up from a difference. In other words, because according to Rav Osha, if you bought the flour from the amoris and you took off challah, obviously you'd still have to make sure that it was all precious food of the night before. Can't give the kohen. It's not that we weren't grazing on challah. So now, this makes a tremendous difference. The challah amoris turns out now, I'll die to Rav Osher, the way Rav Osher is understanding it, that because the Amoris respects the Kedusha of the Kalah, so it means literally, the Kalah Amoris, he must use it. It means, where the Amoris himself took off the Kalah. Abu Chaber Shalakak Shisami Amoris. If I go now to buy from an Amoris in Isa, and I will be mocked with the Kalah from that low, what answer is there not to take off the Mai over there? Well, because it's magically, because it's Salah. Well, I'll die to Rav Yochanan, the way Rav Yochanan, who said that that was the Gezerah, that we weren't Gezer on the Yonim of Kachim, exactly the same as when you're traveling from sea to Tsur, we suddenly change our lock on the same Kamar when it gets to this place or that place. He had it. Same idea. It makes no difference to me whether I bought the collar or whether whether I bought the Isa and took off the collar. Same thing is true about the next case, which is Meduma. Meduma is where Shruma gets mixed with Kula. So I'll die to Rav Osher. Rav Osher says, well, it's because it has Kedusha in it. So then it's only if it was Meduma by the Amar. So the Amar is now giving it away. Does the Perot Amaret he might need? Abu Chaver? Shulachat Perot Amaret? If a Chaver buys Perot from Amaret, and now the Nidma'u, they fall in, Truba falls into those Perot. What does that have to do with anything? Of course it's a Chayat, if it's a Suffolk, if it's the Mayanot. Baitre of Yochanan, and he had. Well, according to the Yochanan, we weren't going to the Dumma. Straight out. No one. My nafak mi be'eham. This shows us the way that Yerushalmi uses the Russian, my nafak be'eham, in mamash in the literal sense. What are implications? Now, the obvious difference I just told you. In the Bible, we use the idea of my nafak mi be'eham, meaning, okay, what is the practical difference? But here we're using my nafak mi be'eham, what comes out? Steps further. Are there further steps that are not? What are the consequences of this battle? Okay? A consequence that we didn't think of was a saw ole mitov meyach. And the question would be like this. Suppose there was a dimua, there was a mixture, and now the saw truma falls into a meyach kula. If it falls into a meyach kula, it's not all asar of the dimua, but you're mechuyev to take out the equivalent. And they ask what over here out of the mayor, and that is given to Kohanim, whatever it is. It's because they ask what in the shame of Kuna, and we give it to them. What is the din of that saw? Ask the question. So I'll die to the Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah never mentioned that case, right? So therefore, according to him, that's like any other demise. But surprisingly, here, Rabbi Osher comes out the Kula. Mirvosh all the time is Lachonis, if you bought it from the Amorites. Because according to Rosh, it's insulting and psychological. That an Amorite, when he's dealing with giving something to a Kohen and Kodesh, he doesn't take any chances. This is holy stuff. I don't take no chances with holy stuff.
I don't understand.
So over here, this is holy stuff. What does he know? So the mailing, he will do it properly too. So I bet the Rosh is good. That's by not picking the names. It's the opposite direction than we saw before. Tony, the Bible says, the Kulam, Shekharash Shema Shumat Maaser, Ola Maaser Shemishalem, Masha Asa Asui. If they went ahead and they reversed things, in other words, and they didn't stick to the halacha, they did go ahead and they were where they didn't have to, and they said, okay, this is Kodesh, this is my Parisha, this is my Shema, this is Kulamah. You can't come along and tell them, no, it wasn't right, it's a mistake, don't worry about it. If they did it, then it's chas. Masha chasu. I know. I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan and Meir. Fine, I understand. According to Rabbi Yochanan's Das, okay, that makes sense, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that the Etzem were assuming that it's already mitzukat. Rabbi Yochanan said, they didn't make the gezeira. You want to be machmer on yourself and say, I'm chashish even here, go ahead and be machmer. But I'll die to Rav Osher. Rav Osher said the reason you're purchased because it's already mitzukah. So he's telling you that this is a fact. The fact is that Amharic doesn't take a chance on payroll that are being given to Hagdish. So what are you telling me? So you go ahead and you take it off again. So it's Kodesh. It's Kodesh. It's already taken. It's just a mistake. You're an idiot. You can't go ahead and take off two mitzvahs after it's already taken off. So how do you explain? I'll die to Rav Osher, who says it's Ketura. Why does it say over here then mitzukani to him? And you're saying that it's chal, but he has it. How is it chal? Says Rav Osher, mitzvah yachashin on the Shaini yachashin on the I'm not saying that every single Amharic in the world is mitzvahin because he doesn't take chances with Kodesh. I'm saying it. 90%, 99%. But I'm certainly not saying that this is the fact. I'm saying it's what you can be saying upon. If a guy wants to come along and say, well, listen, I don't take any chances. How do I know it wasn't this one guy who's such a slob, even Cheddar she gives off? He'll give me a declaration, he'll give me true medicine, no good. I'm taking off again. And you can't tell him it's already Mr. God. He's telling you I'm precious for the one that didn't take off.
Wouldn't this be the case of Shanks and Dalton? And this no. One gay totally didn't matter.
Like I don't believe the other one gay.
So why wouldn't it be like the problem would say that it was the gay vote to show him anyway? Whether he gave
to
early or not.
No, it's not with the das, but I didn't have the das of all right, I'm taking off, I don't have the das either of the knowledge for me. But we have this question of this. Was it already the Pukran or not? I can't think of that thing, what was the Pukran? It's not my business or the other guy.
It's not in the Pukran.
Granted. No, it isn't really violent. But I showed him that I didn't want him to take for me. So he had no right. He can't take off. It doesn't matter. If I'm the God of my God, he had no right to take it. Tony, and indeed the Bible says, Kulam shekora shem l'trumat maisha l'maisha, shem yishol al masha asa asui, mitnei akashin hom takin. Here the Bible says, the Pharisee, why is it true? Because there's always the rare verb that will not be mitakeh. And because of that, if you want to be gracious for it, you went ahead and you take it off, then in Okinami, it is a valid hafrasha. What are we up to here? No, I want to know whether we need to start another job.
This is the next
job. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm
going to say. Rabbi Bombar, see a boy can never be here. After done, the catch of Meister shall vadai, you should say. What we're asking over here, it says Rabbi Zera, and you're saying, that it says over here, one of the cases that is chutzpah from taking out the mind is something that is lakuach ketzav meisheshen. So that's identified now as kodesh. If I use meisheshen money to buy it. Okay. That's if I use meisheshen money that I know is meisheshen money. It's taken from bottom. Would you even go so far as to say, afilu d'tmai? Would it be true that even if the meisheshen money itself was only mufresh because of tmai? That what was bought by him was also not something that has to be feishish for. Tell me, the kulan shekara shem, the trumat maaser la maaser sheni shalahim, And we have a bright, but that Kasha, that Ibaya, we don't answer. The death of Yerushalmi. Whatever. Take it. But we do have a bright that says, if you go ahead and your courage, shameless from us, might, of a might of Shani Shalan, Masha Asa Asri. In all of these cases that somebody goes along and he is mafish from that miter or miter sheni, so then you said it is cha, right? From all of these cases. One of these cases was Shiori Amanoche. Something that was when somebody had been mafish from Yitzha, wasn't needed, and now it's kodesh. Let's give it to the Kayani. So, I mean, I would say that you can. Even from Shiori Menachai, which is not designed yours, which is in the Shiori Menachai, that you're able to make now a kedusha on it to make it my shame, because you want to be machmir, says Rabbi Elton, no, it's not. Who's the Shiori Menachai? I mean, it certainly doesn't. When he says Masha'a Sa'a Suri, referring back to the case of the Mishnah, not referring to Masha'a Sa'a Suri on Shiori Menachai, for Shiori Menachai, is Mishulchan Gavarta's offer. You can't go ahead and take something which is Mishulchan Gavarta and call it Truma, or call it Truma's Meister. Over there, it's sacred, plotter completely. And it's not up to you to turn it into Truma. So says Rabbi Yamas. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, well, Hashar ben Achokas. The other case that we have in Mishnah, which includes even what we just had, the case of Lakuk, the case of Maitre Shemi, is also a machlokas. Not everybody would be moda that Masha Asasu is what to be Malamis, because we already know the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether Maitre Shemi is Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hevya. So he's saying, if you take a look at all the cases in the Mishnah, then we have cases over here that are not, it's not yours to decide. You're not sure enough. What about the case of Meister Shane? So now Rav Elazar thinks that Shiori Menachai is going to everybody before, right? But it's both Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, everybody is going to Shiori Menachai. Shiori Menachai are not yours. Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, well, but we do have a machlokas here. Rabbi Yossi, boy, this is Rabbi Yossi. Hainu machlokas. Okay, so you say there's a machlokas. Which machlokas are you referring to? But you said that, well, the other cases are a machlokas, meaning that everybody would be willing to say about Shiori Menachai. The other cases are a machlokas. What are you referring to? Machlokas Rabbi Meir of Yehuda. Each Rabbi Meir, he might be Shiori Menachai. Well, that's also not sure what the difference is. According to Rabbi Meir, both Meister Sheiniman and Shiori Menachai are not Mamon Hevya. They're Mamon Gavoa, and it was given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So neither of them do you have a right to turn into Truma. So lo atzavaloko. If you hold according to the Yehuda, both of them ought to be considered Mamon Hevyot, Shiori Menachai also. Because the truth is that the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlokas over there, with somebody with Makadish and Isha, with his Chelek in the Menachai, and continues and with the Moses of Meister Sheni. So then we have a machlokas. The machmos is on both cases. Not that it's on one case. So we have over here basically two ways of understanding. Do we hold it as a machlokas about the din of Shiori Menachai? Or is the machlokas only about whether Meister Sheni money is considered to be your own money to be Makadosh at the Isha? Which in this case would mean if it is, you can also turn it into Kruma, because it's up to you. Rabbi Mona said, you know, Azariah for Kisarin, I once was traveling in Kisarin, and I hear a Chizki giving his Rasha, Shamat a Chizki Yati, Umasa, and he's teaching from a writer, and the Kaddish Becholto, because she Kachim or because she Kalim, ain't on the Kudasha. And he quotes that this din of the Kaddish Becholto, like she earned an offer, Rabbi Allah's on a Divrei Hakol, Rabbi Yochanan of the Machlokas. That it depends on the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Beyond my flight, I went over to him after the Shir for a Pitzkin, and I said, Man Shama Rabbi Yehuda Milsa, from who did you hear that we have a Machlokas on this subject? So he said, well, I heard it from a Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'amarik, so I told him, oh, Yoyis, Rabbi Yirmiyah, that makes sense. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah was the one who said over here, when Rabbi Elazar said, Chutz B'Shiori HaMinachas, Rabbi Yirmiyah came along and he said, Asham Machlok. So that makes sense. Because the Hu Shama Hada, I understand, according to him, he heard that when Rabbi Elazar had said before, Chutz B'Shiori HaMinachas, which was the quote that we just had, the Rebbe Elazar Amar Divrei HaKol Hi Miyomer B'Machloket. So when he heard that according to Rebbe Elazar, Mekadosh B'Chalko, it goes according to everybody else, he said Hashar Machloket. And according to Rebbe Elazar, by Shiar Menachet, even Rebbe Yehuda would be Maida. The only Machloket is Legabe Maita Shem. However, Rebbe Yossi Delo Shmiale, you should know that Rebbe Yossi did not hear. He held, and that's why he was saying, well, which machlokas? He held that Rebbe Yehuda was being chalek even back on the first part, which was Bekadosh B'Chalko, even which Yar Menachet, not only on the part about Maitre Sheni. That's why he was upset. And he was saying, well, why do machlokas? What do you mean, Hashar machlokas? Why isn't it a machlokas across the board? So, and you should know that not everybody agrees, because he, Rabbi Yossi, said, I don't get it. Inka Rabbi Meir, he might be shaming his yarn and offer. Law of the local. Inka Rabbi Yehuda, Masha Sasui. Tony Om Rabbi Yehuda, next piece of the Mishnah, that Shemen, we have a Shemen that is for purposes of Ore. So, Bechamas Bechayat, they tell us Pasu. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not so proper. It's a pasuk. There's different levels of shemen already. When Beitel proper, he was propering shemen shoplaikon. Shemen shoplaikon is what we call perfume. And those things were used in those days for a room deodorant. It would leave them open, but you wouldn't put it on your body. But the other types of shemen, those would be chayim. Okay, I'm under Mershem Rabbi Nassim. Mechayim are you based on the shemen veret, which is what we call virginum. Rose oil indeed is meant to be put on the body. On the body, if it's for sikha, then of course he was never mocker. You still on the same?
That's
going
to be
on olive. Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm.
Look, the halakha
halacha dalit in Perek Rishon hadmai naharimbo umbishtakimbo. You can make an eruv at teruv, or you can make an eruv tchumim utilizing dmai. Even though you'll say, what do you mean? So how can I eat it? The truth is, we'll see this as a machlokas. But the way the Bavli always learns the sugya is because anybody can eat dmai. How? All you have to do is be master everything you own, and then you become an ani. And the difference is master has ani and demai. So since you can turn yourself into an ani at any point, potentially this demai is a suitable suitor for you. Therefore, it's kosher for an eruv kateret, and it's kosher for shittos mavot, mishtasim mavot. Mivorchim alav, umizamim alav. If you're eating it, therefore, You say a broth, it's not considered to be eating parfait. And you say a zeman on it, even though normally you don't say zeman on something that's awesome. Umapishioto arom. You can take it off while you're stark naked, because you don't need to make a broth on taking it off, because they weren't distracting. A broth on the mark. There's only a broth on vada. So what's the problem? You don't have to be dressed in order to take off shoes and mice. And Benash Mashav. You can also, on Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas, where since it's only a din drabonon, so Ben Hashmashas is mutter still to be mafish. And even though normally you'd be over on Malayat Savajimat Ka'al Ka'acher, there needs to be a right to take off Maitre Sheni before you take off Maitre Rishon. But when it comes to Demai, yeah, you will master Maitre Sheni Demai, the Maitre Rishon, and the Kakkum. Not so bad. Shemen Shahagardi Sasa et Botam, a oil that a weaver puts on his fingers to prevent his skin from being worn away as the threads
keep coming through, and ultimately it eats the skin raw. He puts oil there. That's chayav d'gmar. But shahasorek notein b'tzemer, the oil that is sprayed onto the raw wool for someone who's combing the wool so that the comb should go through it easily, sarei kal, they call it. So that is pater min hadmah. And the obvious reason, which is what we'll point out, is that one goes on your body, and that's what, like this, and the other one doesn't go on your body, and that's what's been used for other purposes, and one of the column Shabbatmai was using it for tanning and so on. But now that's much, much too serious to be listening. What did the mark? Mafreshinoto arom. Why is it so you're allowed to be mafreshit naked? Sheinoto umbraka. Why not? You don't need to make a brook when you take it off. There's nothing holy about saying this is truma, this is maisa. You can take it, bein hashemasho, like it says in the Mishnah, sopik hashecha, sopik din hashecha, so on, ein matin tavadai, but you can still take off the mind. Tani Rebbe Kalasa ben Shaul says you could be machalo demai b'merachat. You want to be poda maisa sheni. You can be poda maisa sheni in the mikveh. Sheno to unbracha. But from there we see that the pidyon would require on Badai a separate bracha for the pidyon. Rav Yimana boy, come here, Rav Yudin. I'm going to ask Rav Yudin, take that umavaret. What is the bracha for pidyon? It says it depends. In how you pay load. Now you're being told if on the payroll that you're going to eat. So then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Hashem, 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 if you're outside of Yerushalayim, you're going to be told on money. So bring Yerushalayim, you don't call that a pidyon. You call it the machal onto a coin. So when you say, Al Filul Ma'aser Shein, In Hikdim Shinin Rishonim B'Tachlum, the Mashmaut of the Mishnah says that if you took off Ma'aser Shein before Rishon, that's not so bad. That it says that in Lashon to the Avad. Right? It's saying only, which one?
We make the
Bible Shinin, right? Yes. The Sha'avah, Habit Chila, Lo. Only the Yavah, not the Fakhila. So, is that true? Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Rafiya Barba, Rafiya B'Shem of Yochanan, and it says no. It's Mutter Lahakim Shemi Lurisha B'Dmai. It's even Mutter Lahakhila, and we'll see a very interesting Nasamina this makes in terms of how to go ahead and to take off from the Maitre. But he says, you can even take off Maitre Shemi Lurisha. So as the Yahbarak of Aridi Bishem of Yeshua Ben Levi, he said, Lo Yasa, the Imasa Mashafa Asuri. Now my question is like this. Suppose I went ahead, I took off my Tashani first. If I take off my Tashani first, and you tell me that it's Mutter, now according to my number, it's Mutter. Let me go ahead and take off my Tashani first, and then if I'm paid at this Maitre Tashani, I can now use it to be my Teresha. Very strange situation. Because anyway, my Tashani is higher than my Teresha. The way that the Teresha was higher than my Tashani is only after I was already mafreshed my Teresha. So my question is, if I went ahead now and I take off the my Tashani, so now it was higher than my Teresha. So can I now go ahead? Normally I couldn't take a Maitre Sheni and make it Maitre Rishon, by definition, because it's only Maitre Sheni, it's like a proper Maitre Rishon. But in this case, for his own, I could do it in the opposite direction. Maybe I could do a crazy thing, I make a Maitre Sheni, you pay to the Maitre Sheni, then make it Maitre Rishon. Because they had never had Maitre Rishon taken from it. Which saves me, essentially, taking off a separate 10%. So I now, in terms of my tirch and so on, I take off one 10%. I first make it my Tashani, hold it on a there, and I say, now it should be my Tashani. Very strange. Could I do that?
There's no change in
part
that way.
Right. Says Gemara, we'll bring a riot from Allah Almighty, what happened? Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, actually, I'll read it here. His sharecropper bought him some payroll, and he forgot that he hadn't taken off my Tashani. So a mile later, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul told him, say, Kvashani, go out, be kovered as Maitre Sheni, and he didn't say anything on Maitre Rishon. Then he remembered, oh yeah, we didn't take off my Tarisha from that pile. So Chazav Amalei say Ukvar Rishon. Then he goes and he tells the same Ari, without further ado, he doesn't explain anything to him. He says, go out, take off my Tarisha. You can't tell a guy who's working for you, go out and take my Tarishon, because that guy is going to assume that that means, okay, take me and use it for my Tarishon. Why do you have to explain that? Now go back to the Kree and take off my Tarishon on this whole mess. Because the guy is certainly going to jump to conclusions. He's not going to go back to the Kree. So why is it the Chosh Lomar? Well, isn't it Chayish to tell the guy? Because otherwise, Shema Kavashenim v'mokam Rishon. He's going to do the same thing and take it off for my Tarishon. Hada Amra, which proves that there's no problem in doing that. Shemutal likbo Hashem in the makom Rishon. Indeed, it's not a problem. Otherwise, he would have had to have been very careful to explain to him what to do at this point.
Oh, why don't do that today?